This episode of Curious Minds is sponsored by Outbrain, whose content recommendation network is spread across the largest websites of the internet, from CNN to ESPN to People Magazine. Outbrain.com. We could all use a little direction.
Hello, and welcome to Astronomy Shorts. My name is Kelly O'Loughlin, and today I'll be talking about the universe. Welcome to a new series of short episodes that we're calling Astronomy Shorts. In the next few weeks, I'll give you a taste of the very diverse field of astronomy, hopefully enough to stir your curiosity. Each episode will reveal fascinating details and facts about celestial objects, space, and our universe as a whole. This is a shorter, perhaps lighter version of Curious Minds, our podcast about science, history, and technology that you can find at cmpod.net. Astronomy Shorts is meant to satisfy your curiosity in between our regular Curious Minds episodes. Well, a short episode deserves a short introduction, so let's begin. The universe we live in is really big. Its vastness is difficult to even comprehend. That vastness is why, even if our universe is teeming with life, it's unlikely that we'll ever meet other intelligent life forms. Let's take a closer look at the scales of distances, speeds, and volumes in our universe. First, distance. If we were to start a car and point it towards the sky, it would take us 160 days of continuous travel at a speed of 70 miles an hour to get to our nearest neighbor, the moon. Now, let's say we wanted to get to Neptune, which is the most distant planet in the solar system. A driver who hit the road 5,000 years ago, around the time when the Egyptians built their pyramids, he would be parking his car right about now. If that isn't surprising enough, the distance to our nearest star, Proxima Centauri, is on a completely different scale. It's about 100,000 times farther than the distance between us and Neptune. In relative terms, the difference in distances between traveling to Neptune and traveling to Proxima Centauri is like the difference between one step and a 60-mile hike. Next, speed. Light travels about 180,000 miles in 1 second, which is the fastest speed possible, yet it takes about 4 whole hours for light to travel from the Sun to Neptune. The fastest person on Earth, as of this recording, is Usain Bolt from Jamaica, who runs 100 meters in 9.58 seconds. The fastest man-made object is the Helios 2 spacecraft, which traveled at a speed of almost 15,000 miles per hour as it neared the Sun. It would have finished a 100-meter race within less than a millisecond. In comparison, the Sun moves within the Milky Way at a speed of about 560,000 miles per hour. It would have reached the finish line of a 100-meter race before Helios 2 even reached the quarter line. Let's talk about size. The height of the tallest building known today, the Burj Khalifa in Dubai, is 2,683 feet, which is just a little less than if you stacked one Empire State Building on top of another. If we stacked up 15,000 Burj Khalifa buildings, we would reach the other side of planet Earth. In comparison, the diameter of the Sun is around 1.5 million miles. So if we placed Earth next to the Sun, it would look like a man standing next to the Burj Khalifa. The estimated diameter of the observable universe is 93 billion light years. A light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year in a perfect vacuum. Therefore, the ratio between the Sun and the universe is more or less the ratio between a man and the Sun. Is your head spinning yet? Well, here's one more thing. While the diameter of the visible universe is 93 billion light years, the age of the universe is only 15 billion years. This seems like a paradox, because if there's nothing faster than light, then the diameter of the expanding universe should be, at most, 15 billion light years as well. Could it be that the universe is expanding faster than the speed of light? Well, the solution to this problem makes sense once we understand that it's not light that is expanding, but space itself. Okay, imagine two dots marked on a piece of a rubber band. Now imagine the rubber being stretched to all directions. The two dots will grow further away from each other, but neither of them has moved on its own. In a similar way, stars are drifting apart from one another due to new space continuously being created, and that expansion is not limited by the speed of light. Thanks for listening. Next time on Astronomy Shorts, three breathtaking views within the solar system. Visit our website, www.cmpod.net, to subscribe to this podcast and the Curious Minds podcast, and check out pictures and links related to what you heard in the show. What did you think of this episode? Want to suggest a topic for our next Shorts series? Drop us a line at info@cmpod.net. A big thanks to Joseph Ezra for his assistance in researching the episodes for this series. Until next time, goodbye.